Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
Indeed. Time for us to focus our attention on the environment now. And we say a very good morning to John Richards. Top of the morning, John.
Yeah. Hi, Mark. What a beautiful morning it is. A beautiful rainless morning. We have to say that. But yeah.
And hot.
Yeah, apparently it's going to be shooting up. Not quite as bad as yesterday. Well, last week I mentioned the progress being made on ocean cleanup. And that's about 99% plastic pollution threatening the seas. Yeah, plastic pollution. Ooh. Increasing amounts of funding are going into it worldwide as governments and marine environment organizations realize we have a huge crisis. A bit late, you may say, like Cape Town's water resilience plans, but better later than never. It needs the likes of icons such as Elon Musk and Boyan Slat, not quite so well known, but we've mentioned him a number of times here on this radio station, Boyan Slat, the Dutch icon, Dutch whiz kid, to point the way with their individual drive and the zeal of these people. It must be a human characteristic that nothing is done until it's too late, or nearly too late. Anyway, a United Nations gathering of environment ministers in Kenya this week woke up and issued a sort of edict about plastic pollution in the oceans. It must stop, is the general drift of it. But as with so many United Nations declarations, edicts, or whatever you want to call them, there's a certain grand vagueness. Anyway, the signal has been sent. Scientists welcomed the statement, but were unhappy the agreement was only based in principle, no firm targets or timetables in sight. Ministers say it's a milestone because it shows governments, industry and the public that a major change is needed. All the delegates made encouraging noises about the need to move faster as the oceans face not only plastic dumping but the direct effects of climate change. Unfortunately, South Africa is not doing too well in the blame stakes. We're in the top 15 countries accused of mismanagement of plastic waste. We're marginally better than India. But in real terms, of course, the tonnage that is involved is proportional to the population. So I can't even imagine the mountain of plastic from India with her population of over 1 billion. China is way ahead in the dishonorable stakes, many orders of magnitude bigger than number two, and that's Indonesia. We're quite a way down the line, so reasonably all right. But there's always hope. A bit of a far-out glimmer of hope, you might think, when I tell you it's based on the green, slimy stuff that collects around the edges of your swimming pool when the water goes green. It's called microalgae, singular one alga. It's a single-cell green plant, we all know it. Sometimes in filaments or chains, but all single-celled. And they're green because they photosynthesize light into various products, oils and so on, and they absorb carbon dioxide and give out oxygen. And they've been around since life began on Earth. They might, in fact, be the very first bits of what we generally accept as life. It was the microalgae that liberated oxygen into the Earth's atmosphere nearly 4 billion years ago. And we are breathing the oxygen today. Algae, not too sure about that, we'll have to look it up. Algae-based solutions to gobbling up the excessive CO2 are many, and they may eventually offer us that hope of mitigating rapid climate change, because they're everywhere, in the seas, the lakes, the rivers, on land, living with animals and plants in happy partnership, or on their own in great clumps and blooms. A very clever French biotechnologist and fish farmer, Pierre Caleja, recently demonstrated his microalgae lamp, which uses the energy of daylight to photosynthesize and then produces absorbs the CO2 and gives out oxygen, as well as giving out light at night by the mechanism of bioluminescence, which doesn't have to be plugged into the mains. Bioluminescence comes in many forms, but it's what makes that wonderful fluorescence in the sea. And microalgae do it. And Kaleja's lamp will absorb a pound or two of CO2 over quite a short time. Imagine many millions of the algae lamps providing us with light and oxygen and reducing the vexing CO2. For sure, our environmental challenges will have to be solved by new, and in some cases, undreamt of technologies. But we can do it with brains. Who knows? The humble alga may be key to life on Earth as we know it. But really, do look at this. Look at the amazing and unexpected things microalgae can do at Pierre Calleja's company's website. That's www.fermentalg, the name of the company, fermentalg.com. And we'll put this up on our website for the link if you haven't written that down.
Thanks very much there to John Richards. Yes, indeed. If you missed any of the information this morning on Being Green, then go to our webpage, www.fmr.co.za, and click on podcasts. And within an hour or two, this very program will be up there.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za. Our blue planet is made up of air, water and land. Together they form the biosphere. When you add white and red to our blue planet, you get REMAX. Care, consciousness and commitment. At REMAX, we don't just work in the community, we live there too. That's why we are committed towards a sustainable ecosystem. Skills development and training. A home is four walls. Our vision is forever. Visit remaxliving.co.za. REMAX. Above the crowd.